We are very happy that the results so far indicate an overwhelming yes vote. Interestingly or importantly is the atmosphere under which this referendum was held. It was a peaceful atmosphere. People were able to cast their votes freely and voluntarily. And even those who were against the document were given their chance to air their views. This is what we expect in an election. What has happened in the referendum shows that free and fair elections are possible in Zimbabwe. So we are quite happy that this referendum will reflect the true views of the people of Zimbabwe.
Mr. Manzola, what happens next if, let's say, people actually endorse the draft constitution?
If there is a yes vote, which we are expecting from the telltale signs now, it means that the document will be brought to Parliament for formal promulgation into an act of Parliament, which is a constitution, and it will be signed by the President. I must emphasize that the current constitution is the law that will apply until the President signs the constitution. After the signature of the constitution, there are certain provisions that automatically start to operate. And these are provisions to deal with the citizenship, bill of rights, the behavior expected of security forces, as well as the provisions that are dealing with the devolution. These are some of the provisions that automatically start to operate. We are expecting, therefore, that after the signature of the document, the parliament must start a process of rationalizing all laws to be consistent with the constitution. For example, certain provisions of TOSA have to be made to be consistent with the constitution, certain provisions of AIPA and the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe Act. All these now have to be synchronized to the constitution.
And then in terms of a transitional arrangement, is there anything of that nature? Because if the new constitution comes into effect, the post of the prime minister will be abolished.
Yes, we have put a transitional mechanism that the current GPA arrangements will continue to be in operation until the swearing in of what we call the first president. That is the president who will be elected in terms of this constitution.